It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is here with us. Playing in Person is a show that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things that are going on. Sponsored by the Parks and Rec Department. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Want to let you know that it's a bass fishing tournament this Saturday at Mayo Park. That'll be March 13th. LeBron, if folks are wanting to sign up, they can stop in at 1013 Neal Store Road or call 336-597-7806. Now, the way you handle the boat launching at 7 a.m. is they launch on the way that they registered, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So, yes, we do have a lot of people that's already pre-registered. So, if you're listening or you know somebody likes to fish, please don't. A lot of guys, Rob, they want to be, first come, first serve. They want to get on and get to their fishing spots, and they won't have to wait along, until all the boats go. So, we do have some boats already registered. So, please give us a call to register for this upcoming Saturday. Again, this is our first tournament of the year. The weather's going to be nice. It should be a great time to come out. The fish should be biting. I've been getting a lot of nice reports from them. So, Rob, come on out. If you're not doing nothing on this Saturday, if you don't want to fish or you don't have a boat or you have kids that like to fish or just curious what's going on, come to the weigh-in at 3 o'clock. So get there maybe about 2:30 and just watch the weigh-in. Watch the intensity on these guys' faces because they are fishing for a lot of money. The more boats we get, the more money we will pay back. We do pay back 80%. So I have paid back first place getting up to over $1,200. So, and we'll pay all the way down to $600. So you just come on out and watch that. A tenth of a pound, Rob, can determine you getting $1,000 versus you getting $800.
So a big difference,
Just one little tenth of a pound can matter that. So if you're not doing that this Saturday, we ask everybody that wants to participate in the tournament to come on out and participate in it. But however, we understand everybody can't participate. So come on out and watch the weigh-in. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Also, the following Saturday, the first day of spring, will be a crappie fishing tournament. The crappie tournament works a little bit different than the bass tournament. You can have more people on your boat, and it's not as expensive to get in the crappie tournament as it is the bass fishing tournament. 336-597-7806. We'll have more information on the crappie fishing tournament on our next break. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. A little bit more information about the crappie fishing tournament that will be coming up on the first day of spring, March 20th. That's a Saturday. You can contact LeBron or any of the friendly staff there at Mayo Park by calling 336-597-7806. Now, LeBron, for our people that are wanting to learn and teach their dogs tricks and maybe good manners, the Parks and Rec Department has dog obedience classes coming up. Is that right?
That is correct, Rob. March the 14th, which is this Sunday, we will start our dog obedience classes. We usually have them about every year. So, if you have a young dog or whatever, or a young puppy that just needs just some obedience, just general obedience, give us a try. Give us a call at 597-7806 for more information about the dog obedience classes that will be starting this Sunday, March 14th. Again, I always say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and that's a very true statement. So
teach
them young, Rob. Exactly where to do it. So if you do have a young dog, go ahead and per se get them broke. Get them broke. So again, dog obedience classes will be this Sunday, March the 14th. Call us at 597-1755 for more information.
Now, from just about anywhere, any spot in Roxburgh and Person County with a 10 to no more than 15 minute drive, you can be at one of the many parks that is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. And you can get out and walk on the track. Some of them have playground equipment. Or if you want to walk the nature trail, head on down to Mayo Park. tennis lovers, you have a couple of tennis courts here in Roxboro. One is at Huck Sandsbury right there on Morgan Street, and the other one is Person High School has tennis courts. If you're someone that enjoys frisbee golf, some call it disc golf.
That's correct.
You can go to Mayo, PCC, or Hyco Lake. So, LeBron, with the weather getting nicer, a lot of folks are going to start wanting to get out and enjoy some beautiful weather. That's several opportunities for them to be able to do just that. Wouldn't you agree?
I definitely agree, Rob. You know, we already starting to see the traffic pick up just a little bit, you know, at the lake. We've already had some brave souls already out there getting in the water at the lake. So the water is extremely cold, but, you know, they definitely some brave souls out there. So I guess the warm weather, you know, the weather getting nice, you know, finally some dry weather more than anything is starting to bring, people out of hibernation. But just come out and see us or give us a call at 597-7806 for more information.
Log on to PersonCounty.net for more information. And click on the Mayo portion of the website. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron is a park ranger at Mayo Park. Visit the website, PersonCounty.net. Click on the Mayo portion of the website again. A bass fishing tournament this Saturday. Next Saturday, the 20th, will be the crappie fishing tournament. 336-597-7806. Now, LeBron, you were saying you wanted to talk about my mind went blank. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Yes, Rob. So we do have something coming up for Easter this year. You know, last year we was unable to have the Easter egg hunt. So this year, Rob, we're always coming up with different ideas or different arts and craft projects we can do for the kids or something to relate it for Easter. So with that being said, Rob, we do have a kids' Easter craft workshop painting their own Easter egg on April the 3rd. So if that's something you're interested in, come on out. It will be out at Mayo Park at 1013 Neal Store Road in our environmental educational building. It's just a small fee for this workshop, for this arts and crafts project. And it's only $10, and more than anything, Rob, you know, you're just paying for the material. So give us a call at 597-1755 for more information about the arts and crafts workshop we will be having on April the 3rd at Mayo, painting your own Easter rabbit.
Well, you know, speaking of Easter, Good Friday will be on April 2nd. And so Easter is less than a month away.
That's correct.
And yeah, LeBron, just when you mentioned, you know, Easter, wasn't able to do it last year because of the pandemic, and it's not working out this year. But, you know, the Easter egg hunt that the Parks and Rec Department has put on for years and years.
That's correct.
That is always a huge turnout, but maybe it will make it back in 2022. We'll, you know, keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best.
That's correct.
But 336-597-1755 for more information on different things that are going on, sponsored by the Park and Recs Department. You can stop in there at the Huck Sandsbury office. If you're thinking about taking a stroll in beautiful uptown Roxboro, the Kirby Gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Maybe stop in and say hello. And also, if you're needing more information about Mayo Park, you can stop in person there. 1013 Neal Store Road. We hadn't said anything about camping this morning, LeBron, but if folks are wanting to camp either with an RV or rent a cabin, they need to go ahead and make the reservations ASAP because you're already booked on some dates. Completely correct.
That is correct, Rob. All major holidays, I about 98% sure They're out the window. When I say major holidays, you know, Memorial Weekend, I know for a fact that's out. You know, your 4th of July may have a couple in Labor Day. So those are our major holidays. So just give us a call. It's a first-come, first-served basis. in regards to that. And one more thing I forgot to mention, Rob, earlier about volleyball is that we did extend the dates for youth and adult volleyball till next Friday, the 19th. So if you're interested in playing youth volleyball and adult volleyball, you have until next Friday to sign up for this by March the 19th.
336-597-1755. That's your phone number to the Huck Sansbury Office of Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, appreciate what you do and all the other folks do with the Parks and Rec Department.
My pleasure. You all listen. Have a good day.